As long as there have been American Indian artifacts in the Southwest, there have been people willing to steal them and sell them. The federal government has prosecuted looters for the last 25 years. Still, thefts far outnumber prosecutions. So officials in the four corner states, Colorado, Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico, are trying something new. They're offering amnesty if looters give the items back. Mark Brody reports from member station KJZZ in Phoenix that the program in Arizona has hit an unexpected snag.
The Hayes Tank area on the San Carlos Reservation east of Phoenix doesn't look like a traditional archaeological site.
All right, now we're sort of in the middle of this site that's been looted for many, many years.
You mostly walk over sun-baked scrub brush and dirt, but if you look down, you see shards of pottery spread out on the ground. Tribal archaeologist Vernelda Grant says this site is a popular one for looters, looking for something they can sell for a nice profit.
We've had one item up for sale for about, $1,000 to $3,000, times that by I do not even know how many items are out there. You know, it could be 50, it could be 100, it could be thousands.
Grant grew up on the San Carlos Reservation. She says even though the black market for stolen American Indian items is estimated in the millions of dollars a year, looters are taking more than profitable items.
These are things that we used to pray with, or they're used to in our ceremonies, and, you know, the prayer keeps us in line to walk a good path and a good life.
Arizona decided on a more focused approach than the other three states. Instead of a general request for the return of any artifacts, officials asked the state's 21 tribes to provide detailed lists of the specific items the tribes themselves wanted back, but only two tribes would take part. Diane Humitiwa, tribal liaison for the U.S. Attorney in Arizona and a member of the Hopi tribe, explains why.
The unfortunate thing is there were more tribes out there who wanted to participate, but it was sort of difficult for the cultural leaders to agree to sort of divulge the descriptions or the particular uses for the items.
Difficult to divulge, she says, because the items are sacred, and describing them to non-tribal members is often seen as sacrilegious. Still, Humitiwa says the two tribes who are taking part, the Hopis and the San Carlos Apaches, decided revealing those details was the lesser of two evils.
There was a sort of desperation on the part of those tribes to get these items back because each day, each year, that particular item is missing, people are losing the cultural significance of that item.
Those items include masks, headdresses, even an altar. None have been returned so far. There has been limited success, though, in the Four Corner states. In New Mexico, more than 20 items have been returned, including a large gray Navajo pot. And in Utah, tribes are excited about the return of several human remains, including a skull. The amnesty program runs until mid-August. After that, federal prosecutions will resume with penalties of up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. For NPR News, I'm Mark Brody in Phoenix.